knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
May I say something about this theme song?
Please do.
We've been playing this for many, many a month, thanks to Jason Skaggs. And I think just last week, somebody, like five people text, is there hard porn
yep.
as a lyric?
There like? Is a lyric like that. But yeah. all of a sudden, after playing it for nearly a year, people realized. And Dean, you haven't regularly reviewed hard porn during the segment, have you?
Not publicly, no.
No, nope. Privately, Dean will do that for you.
Right.
The symbols you text me are pretty exciting.
the other thing is that I think, first of all, I think we've played this for more than a year.
A little over a year.
But also, don't we almost always make a joke about the porn?
Yes,
part?
Yep. Many times.
At the end, I mean, we kind of underline it every week.
That's true.
So, and honestly, this was like last week, somebody, like
several
four people text.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what people are going to latch on to.
I latch on to the porn.
Yeah, Wendy does. It's weird.
Naturally, that's why it was put in the song.
Dean, earlier in the show, Wendy and Steve Bertrand and I all realized at the same time our mutual admiration for the late Ken Howard, the head of the Screen Actors Guild, but most notably for his work on The White Shadow and a bunch of other TV shows and movies. That came out of nowhere that he died. Did you know he was sick or anything?
No, I did not. The death was pretty sudden. Only 71 years old.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I saw him at the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past January.
I'm positive he was there.
It was.
Yeah.
So I think this was pretty sudden. And it's, you know, just a reminder of what an amazing actor he is. And we remember him best from White Shadow, but he was a stage actor. He played Thomas Jefferson in 1776.
Yep.
I can't even go over the number of movie roles to other television roles. He was a kind of semi-regular on 30 Rock, Arliss. Go down the list of regular or semi-regular roles that he was in. George Clooney talked about his friendship with Ken Howard, saying that they first met back in 1983 when, you know, they were both young actors, and Clooney had to get from one end of Los Angeles to the other for an audition and had no way to make that happen. And, you know, if anyone has ever driven the streets of Los Angeles, you know that that's no small feat.
Sure.
Ken Howard got in his car, had no reason to do it except that he was a nice guy, and drove Clooney to his audition on the other end of town to make sure that he got to his audition, just kind of symbolizing what kind of person that he is. They stayed friends through the years. Clooney went on to, superstardom and remained friends with Ken Howard. They starred together in that amazing drama, Michael Clayton, from a few years back. That's a sad loss. That's a sad loss. I got to tell you, I am tired of doing obituaries.
Right.
It is happening way too.
Piling up.
Yeah, and 71, I know. I'm sorry. I'm getting older year by year, but 71 is not old.
No.
Yeah, not at all. And also yesterday, we lost really one of the legendary performers in hip-hop music, Fife. His real name was Malik Taylor. But he went by Fife Dog in the Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
If you're not into hip hop music, I will bet you anything that you know their songs, even if you don't know their Tribe by Quest. I'll bet anything they're the songs have become classic. The songs are regarded as taking hip hop to a new level, incorporating elements of jazz and R&B and other fairly sophisticated music forms into hip hop. Making it all the more complex, and people like Kendrick Lamar today, and people like Justin Timberlake, Snoop Dogg, Pharrell Williams. The list just goes on and on of people on social media expressing their condolences, but also their respect and acknowledging that they probably would not even be involved in music today if it wasn't for the Tribe Called Quest and Fife in particular. You know, it's a real loss. And just he was only 45 years old.
Wow, wow.
What was his cause of death?
Lived with complications of diabetes.
Yeah.
He had a liver transplant. I think it was in 2008, but had always, he'd been very vocal about having diabetes, diabetes awareness, and so forth. But his death came early as a result of that. So add this on, you know, here we are, what is it, March 20, whatever it is, mm-hmm. 4th or 5th, mm-hmm. or something, and this unbelievable year, unprecedented deaths, particularly in music this year.
I don't remember a streak like this where every day there's one or two more prominent people that have passed away. It's got to stop.
Well, everybody's getting older. I mean, these are people that have been around for quite some time that we've idolized and looked up to, and now, you know, as we get older, so do they, and they're passing away. Nah. And I am just totally depressed now.
It's
Dean,
not
thanks.
Good, Dean.
I like how Bill, you know, is putting this like it's a campaign platform. These celebrity deaths must stop.
They have to. We have to find a cure for this.
I'm going to build a wall around these celebrities. I'm going to build a wall around these celebrities.
I don't want to lose anymore.
Around
Dean.
Their vaults.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit.
We have to find a cure for death, Dean, and soon. We can't put this off anymore.
You like money,
we
Bill.
Cannot.
If you find the cure for death, you will be a rich man.
I'm not doing it for the money. I'm just doing it for the, you know, for the sport of it all. I don't want people to die anymore. All right, let's do this. Go on, Dean.
I was just going to say somewhere a mortician is writing a hate letter to you right
right,
now.
Right. You're going to put me out of business.
And do we know how Ken Howard died? And I don't know why I'm the person who wants to know how everybody died, but 71 is too young, and there seems to be some speculation.
It's everywhere I read, it said no cause of death has been given, everywhere I read.
Well, there were reports earlier that Mr. Howard was gravely ill. According to a spokeswoman for the union, Pamela Greenwalt, she recently denied reports that Mr. Howard was gravely ill, declined to disclose the cause of death or the city where he died. So that's weird.
That's secretive.
I must have looked at about 20, 25 different sources trying to find the answer to that exact question and didn't find it. Hmm. You know, sometimes people just don't want to, you know, it's their private lives. Sometimes they just don't want to reveal it.
Dean, when I die, I want this to be put in my obituary. Cause of death, he stopped breathing.
You think people are going to be... Oh, my God.
I wanted to say that so people go, well, the guy stopped breathing and then he died. That's how it happened.
I'm going to make a note of that. I hope I don't, my penmanship is terrible, and I hope I don't misread my sloppy handwriting as he stopped wheezing.
No, breathing. I wanted to say breathing.
Yeah.
That's
I'll
better.
I'll try to remember.
All right,
I'll
please do.
Your poor wife,
I'm
Bill.
I'm presuming that you're going to die before I am.
Oh, well, who knows?
Never assume anything.
We'll
makes an ass out of you and me and kills one of you.
Let's have a contest, Dean, to see which of us can last longer. Ready? Go.
This is fun. This could be like Count the Jelly Beans.
Right. Ready? Go. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then if Dean and I are still alive...
Wait, we're going to hold on. Now
yeah,
we have to...
You got
to
wait? All
it's
right.
Like a bad DJ stunt.
Let's
we're not
see.
Going off the air until one of you dies.
That's right.
Yeah, man. I'm going to keep my hand on this 67 Impala. I've been out here for 3 weeks with my hand on this Firebird.
Bill, you got to get on a billboard, because it would indeed be a billboard.
I'll do it. I'm not afraid. All right. More show coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Dean Richards of the Channel 9 Morning News. And he does a great job here on WGN Radio as well on the weekends. Dean, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, highly, highly touted and sought after. People can't wait to see this movie. Is it worth it?
Overall, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I ultimately wound up liking the movie when I got done with all... 2.5 hours worth of it. It's long. It drags. The first hour and 15 minutes, there is a lot of setup, a lot of unnecessary, slowly paced setup, establishing, you know, who everybody is and, you know, trying to explain why Superman and Batman are, at each other, don't like each other.
But we don't know why they're at each other, so we need to see that setup.
Batman loaned Superman $20, and Superman did not give him the money back, and they're mad at each other.
Yeah. Always about money.
That was, when I went in, I thought that they had opened a dry cleaning business together. And, you know, you can't go into business with friends. Everybody knows.
No, that proves it.
Nothing but trouble.
How do you dry clean tights?
That's why they opened a special store just for superheroes. a special dry cleaners. You know, Iron Man used to go there.
Sure.
And,
that's
Deadpool.
Where he got his name, because he used to iron for them.
Yep.
That's
the
right.
Back room.
That's exactly correct.
I don't do Iron Man.
Used to be called Steam Iron Man, but after a while.
So the setup, so you need the setup,
I mean,
though, right?
There is a lot of, there is that, you know, establishing why the two mindsets. You've seen in the trailer, so I don't think I'm blowing too much. There's a Senate committee that's debating whether Superman really is a friend of Earth, or, you know, since he is an alien from another planet.
Yeah.
You forget that.
You know, does there need to be... a wall built around him.
Oh, no.
There are some, you know, kind of subtle elements of the current political campaign of, you know, paranoia and extremism and, you know, things like that are ringing true in the day's news. But, you know, Lex Luthor is played by Jesse Eisenberg in this movie, a really interesting choice, you know, because he's kind of, you know, Woody Allen-like in his demeanor in this. And at first, I was very skeptical about this choice, and I have to say that Jesse Eisenberg really won me over as a really creepy bad guy in this movie.
Oh, good.
But my problem with this was the setup is painstakingly long. When you go to see this movie, just be patient, because it does pay off. Once the big battles start, they are action-filled, and they... the director of this movie, Zack Snyder, you know, is known for his kind of overload. That's part of the strength of this movie, and part of the problem with the movie is the excess in the movie. But once it gets started, once you clearly understand, you know, what's going on, and they kind of, you know, sift off the parts of the movie that you don't really need, and the battles really begin, it's pretty spectacular. So, just be patient with it, and I think you'll be fine with Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Michael Phillips in the Tribune released his review, and he called it Yawn of Justice.
Oh, no.
Which is really clever. And, you know, I also appreciate, you know, having fun writing a bad review.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot of fun for critics. This movie is anything but dull. I get it, because it's slow-paced, but... This movie will definitely not put you any kind of yawning position. I wound up giving it a B minus.
Not bad.
If you're a fan, I'm a huge Superman fan. I am also a Batman fan. I couldn't wait for this. You know, maybe I was a little more tolerant because I'm such a big fan of these two particular superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty solid action movie on its own once it gets going. Wonder Woman is, introduced.
Oh, Wonder Woman's in it. That's cool.
Yeah, Israeli actress Gal Gadot.
Uh-huh.
And she's quite good in this movie. We get some glimpses of some of the other DC Comics heroes who will be part of the Justice League movies.
Aquaman
and their own movies,
is in it, right? Aquaman?
A little bit later on. Get a little peek at some Aquaman.
Fonzie? Is Fonzie in it?
As well.
Oh, my God.
Fonzie is in it. For some reason, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top's in it?
Oh, then I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'd go if Fonzie was there with a leather cape going, hey.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop, are they in it?
We've just described a Battle of the Network Stars back in the 1970s. The kind of dynamic that you would get if they were competing in something.
Well, we're supposed to see this.
Henry Cavill is, I think, really good as Superman. And everyone's been asking, how does Ben Affleck stand up as Batman? And I was perfectly satisfied with Ben Affleck as Batman. So, you know, overall, the only problem I had was the pacing of the movie. But I'm still saying to go see it.
All right.
It's still quite a spectacle.
Batman versus Superman.
That's supposed to be our little family get-together this tomorrow, actually. We're going to all go see it.
That
so
sounds like a good
I'll
time.
I'll just come late. They can tell me
what
the setup was.
Yeah, miss the first 90 minutes. You're fine. What about My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2? Is that... I know you love the first one, Dean. Does the second one hold up as well as the first one?
I think it really does. This is the way that sequels for this kind of movie should be made. It's the perfect continuation of the story of the Greek girl who marries an American guy, family not so accepting, you know, the very dysfunctional Greek family that virtually everybody could relate to, you know, their dysfunctional, big, fat, whatever kind of family that it was. But all the original characters are back again. Nia Vardalos has written, I think, a really great follow-up story. Her daughter is now 17 and starting to date. She's going through with what a lot of people go through who have kids when they say, I've become my parents.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the relatable angle of all of this. The wedding that is part of this story, also in the trailer, so I'm not giving away too much more, is that Nia Vardalos' parents in the movie, played by Lainey Kazan and Michael Constantine, they're going through some old records and they find out that they were never legally married.
Oh.
So now the parents have to get married, and there are a few little twists and turns in the story. It's really sweet. It's really funny. To me, once again, Andrea Martin from Second City TV as the irrepressible Aunt Avula steals this movie. She is so funny in this film. She's got some great lines, just like she did in the first movie. So if you want the complete alternative to Batman, just a really nice, funny, sweet, touching, family, romantic comedy. Couldn't recommend My Big Fat Greek Wedding enough. Big Fat Dean's Dean's List B plus.
Oh, good.
On this one. And my review comes with a side order of soup, salad, and baklava. So.
What about that lemon chicken soup? I have just recently had that. That is the best Greek soup I've ever had in my life.
What? You've only just had the delicious avgo lemono soup? I have to have my mother make some for you.
I would like her recipe. I would like to try it. Do you use rice or orzo?
My mother uses Uncle Ben's rice.
Okay.
She says Uncle Ben's rice is the best to use. She has made it with orzo, but to me it's a little mushy.
Oh, it is.
The Uncle Ben's rice stands up a little better than orzo.
Wendy, bring the soup to the movie. It'll be like a 3D experience.
I'll share it with my seatmate.
Yep.
Exactly. I'll get you some, and also the heating pad that my mother makes it on. Turns out,
that's right.
Yeah, on a heating pad.
Everything on a heating pad now, right?
That's awesome.
Beautiful. Dean,
writing an all heating pad cookbook.
It'll be great for college students and geriatrics.
Yes, it will. Something for everybody.
Exactly.
Dean, thanks so much. We're looking forward to both Batman and Superman and My Big Fat Greek Wedding too. Have a great weekend.
All right, enjoy. By the way, on Sunday I'll have my one-on-one interviews with the whole cast of Batman versus Superman.
Oh, excellent.
As well.
Excellent. Yeah. We'll be listening.
We'll be listening.
Thanks, Dean.
I'm sorry, Steve Bertrand is making little signs that you should hurry up, Dean, so I got a little distracted.
You are unbelievable. You know that?
She's no
unbelievable.
For him.
No soup for you.
No soup for
that's
Steve
how it works.
I would take the orzo, by the way.
Me too.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
All right, guys. See you later.
We'll
you
check
can't
in
do
with...
it in front of me and expect me not to
you
say
have
anything.
No discretion at all?
Unless you say not for air or
hurry
hold
up
a sign.
You're already late. Let's go.
God.
We'll find out what Steve has next. Bill Money, WGN.